So, I mean, the second week, I mean, building on stuff?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I do. I think the coach is doing a great job. I mean, continuing the pace of installation. You know, got a ton of stuff going in. I think really challenging all of us. You know, and I think throwing a lot at the defense. And, you know, we're able to execute on a few today. You know, a few we'd like to have back. And that's the nature of kind of feel like every day. So, you know, it's a race every day. I mean, we got 10 of these OTAs. I mean, it's, you know, it's not very many. So, just trying to make the most of them all.
How much of Coach Reed's offense did we see last year?
Better question for Coach. I mean, I feel like we got it all, you know, as the season went on. You know, continue to get more and more. I don't think necessarily even that it was holding back as much as just finding out our strengths and who we are. And I think Coach does such a great job of it. None of this stuff's cookie cutter. I mean, even though he goes way back in the West Coast book, but I think he does such a great job of finding out what we're good at, putting the guys in that kind of situation. And I think as the season went on, I think that's more of a matter of he and Doug and the coaches finding that stuff out as opposed to they were just holding stuff in their back pocket, so to speak. You know, I just think it was we all kind of were figuring out what we were good at and what we were good at together.
When he's putting stuff in, do they ever show you those Bill Walsh tapes?
We look at a lot of tapes. I mean, we've most of it's either Eagles or Green Bay if we're going to go back. You know, not so much Bill Walsh stuff, but yeah, we get a lot of history of the West Coast.
Also, like, you see Holmgren sometimes?
Oh, we see all kinds of stuff, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Alex, do you feel like you kind of picked up where you left off in Indy from an accuracy and timing standpoint?
You know, I do. I feel like as an offense, I mean, not just myself, but I feel like as an offense, we've done a good job of really kind of hitting the ground running. And I think that, I guess, kind of going back to that last question, I think has to do with, I mean, we're running that same stuff and all that stuff's in. We just kind of have kept building on it where we left off as an offense, you know, which I think were a lot of things that we were good at. We were pretty multiple. We were, you know, tough to defend. So, you know, I think just kind of continuing that growth.
What did you do to stay sharp in the offseason? I mean, it seemed like you didn't.
Yeah, I mean, as you get older, it becomes more year-round. When I was younger, you know, you could take some time off and you maybe needed to mentally. Now, you enjoy it. It becomes so natural. I mean, there really is no time off. You know, you're working out year-round, you know, getting stronger, you know, working on your arm, working on your feet. It never ends. So, you know, I don't feel like as you get older you can really afford to take the time off that you used to. So, yeah, it just worked. I mean, I don't think it did anything special. Just continued to work, you know, work at those things that need to improve on.
You've played against Abdullah.
Yeah, yeah.
For years when he was with Minnesota. He's taking a big spot now. Just what have you seen in him now with as opposed to being a sub guy, being a guy at that?
He's a good player, and I think everybody's physically talented at this level. I think especially those guys in the back end and in the safety, because they're in so many different roles. Mm-hmm. They play free safety. They play linebacker, basically. They play corner. Mm-hmm. You know, they get put in so many different situations. I think the guys that can understand what we're trying to do to them, mm-hmm. you know, I think he does a great job of that. He's smart. He sniffs out what we're doing. Mm-hmm. He's able to get a beat on it, and you can't be late. Otherwise, he's going to make the play, and that's really what I see. I just think mentally, he does such a great job of recognizing and diagnosing what we're doing.
That's like that Indianapolis game. I mean, he made two big plays.
Yeah, and I think those are exactly that. I mean, I think he's, you know, talking about in you know, in a very small amount of time, he's diagnosed the play and you know, countered it. You know, and it's you can't think. You know, it's just reaction. It's putting the time in the film room, watching the film, watching all that stuff, and being able to come out and react.
Can you tell a big difference in general with where the defense is at now compared to where they were last year?
Yes. You know, the volume-wise, you know, more in. I think that, you know, the difference, I'm a little more comfortable seeing them, though, and the stuff that they do. But, yeah, I mean, volume-wise, I think both sides of the ball just have so much more in.
What about Aaron Murray? What have you thought of how he's done so far? I mean, you other three guys have been in the system for a while. It's new to him.
Yeah, he's done a good job so far. I mean, it's so early. I mean, for him right now, it's just coming in, and you're just trying to soak up the offense, the defense as well. I mean, you're just trying to soak up the game. I think, you know, right now it's just to continue to learn and take it all in, and it's never going to be pretty early as a rookie quarterback. And you're just trying to take it all in, so that when camp does come around and the reps become meaningful, that you know, you're more prepared. Right now, it's really tough for him to go out there. I mean, as any rookie QB, it's tough to go out there and ask a lot, just because the wheels are turning. There's a lot going on.
Alex, just one contract question. If something were to get done, does it matter to you whether it's before training camp? Is there?
I haven't given that thought. I mean, I guess it doesn't matter to me at all. No.
It doesn't.
No.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, man.
Thanks. Yeah.